SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Realpolitik. I am your host, Firas Mohaddad. Today I'm going to be talking about the martyrdom of Charlie Kirk, what it means in general for the West, why it's important, and to try to find a way forward. The themes that I'm going to touch on are not going to detail the mechanics of the murder or the killer. We all know what happened. Charlie Kirk was shot while he was debating, while he was doing what he loves, including professing the word of God and explaining the importance of Christianity to young students. He was shot by a leftist who had a transgender boyfriend, and it was in large part the result of the vilification of even the center right as being Nazis, fascists, and so on. So that's not the part that I'm going to cover. What I'm going to cover is a little bit about why the worldview of the left is so wrong, and if there is some space for compromise. And I want to emphasize the importance of compromise from the beginning. I'm going to read for you a small segment from Thucydides, from Book 3 of Thucydides, Part 82. Let's start with that. During 7 days, the Corcyraeans were engaged in butchering those of their fellow citizens whom they regarded as their enemies. And although the crime imputed was that of attempting to put down the democracy, some were slain also for private hatred, others by their debtors because of the monies owed to them. Death thus raged in every shape, and, as usually happens at such times, there was no length to which violence did not go. Sons were killed by their fathers, and suppliants dragged from the altar or slain upon it. So these were people trying to pray to be saved. While some were even walled up in the temple of Dionysus and died there. So bloody was the march of revolution, and the impression which it made was the greater as it was one of the first to occur. Later on, one may say, the whole Hellenic world was convulsed, struggles being everywhere made by the popular chiefs to bring in the Athenians and by the oligarchs to introduce the Lacedaemonians. In peace there would have been neither the pretext nor the wish to make such an invitation. But in war, with an alliance always at the command of either faction for the hurt of their adversaries and their own corresponding advantage, opportunities for bringing in the foreigner were never wanting to the revolutionary parties. The sufferings which revolution entailed upon the cities were many and terrible, such as have occurred and will and always will occur as long as the nature of mankind remains the same, though in a severer or milder form and varying in their symptoms according to the variety of the particular cases. This section is important, and I always think about it, because it shows how horrific civil conflict is and why it is very important for us, especially for Christians, to try to avoid it because of the evils that come from it. It's not one where everybody thinks about civil wars and imagines that he's going to be the militia leader and he's going to be the tough guy. But everybody else is thinking in the exact same way. And everybody else is trying to do the same precise thing and to be the leader of some faction. And the result of that is chaos. You don't get rid of tyranny. You end up with thousands of petty tyrants, some more intelligent than others, some better than others. And it's just evil upon evil. It's injustice upon injustice. It's destruction. It's something that you should really want to avoid. So when the left, through the incitement that it has engaged in, leads someone like the shooter, Tyler Robinson, to become so ideologically possessed as to shift from being a regular conservative Mormon to a murderer with a transgender boyfriend. So he turned gay and his boyfriend was trans. The ability of the left to unleash demons on those that end up supporting its ideology is very dangerous and very destructive. Equally dangerous is the way is a couple of things. First, Charlie Kirk was not by any means a radical. He was not by any means an extremist. He's not different from the 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 people who just attended the Tommy Robinson rally in London on Saturday. He's not different from Trump voters who had previously voted for Obama. This isn't some radical extremist guy. He's just a normal debate me bro guy with center-right views, including the necessity of keeping his own country recognizable, which is 90%+ American, including the importance of managing migration, including the importance of realizing that the West is fundamentally Christian and acting in a Christian way. So they're trying to cast him as some kind of radical, at least some of the left is. He's nothing of the sort. He's really nothing of the sort. They chose to kill the person who wanted to talk to them. The fact that they killed him while he was advocating Christianity and preaching Christianity makes him a martyr. He's a Protestant, I'm a Catholic. We disagreed on that detail, not that I knew him personally. But he's still a Christian martyr. This is a guy who died for his faith. He died for what he thought was right. And he died peacefully. He wasn't attacking anyone. He wasn't inflicting violence on anyone. These guys on the left will tell you that silence is violence, and they will tell you that words are violence. So no matter what you do, you're stuck in this totalitarian loop where unless you profess their dogma, they will view you as evil, and they will say quite openly that they're willing to kill you. This is the situation that we have. And I wanted to sort of pause here and mention something about the importance of God. There was a woman who was explaining the problem of African time. This is the clip here, where she says that the future in Africa doesn't really exist. It's just the eternal present. And that this is why the Africans have this relaxed attitude about time. And she herself is a black woman, but white anthropologists will tell you something very similar. What distinguished the thinking of the West was the ability to think of the future. And that kind of started with the Greeks, with the idea that it was Kronos, the god who ate his children, that had to be killed first before there was humanity and civilization. It was the ability to make a pact with the future that allowed people to evolve from being purely animalistic, relying on the seasons, relying on hunting and gathering, and allow them to become civilization builders. It's the same idea that is expressed in the Christian covenant. Abraham is promised that his seed will be more numerous than the sands of the sea, but throughout his own life, he must suffer endlessly. And he suffers embarrassments and defeats and wars. One time he has to pretend that his wife is a sister. He has to fight his enemies. He has to go and rescue Lot from the from people who captured him. He has to intercede with God and ask him to spare the good people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he even has to sacrifice his own son for God, with God at the last moment saying, "Don't kill Isaac." This idea of a pact with God is what allows us to build a future, is what allows us to think of more than the present. And the starting point of the left is to deny God and to deny the family. But when you have children, and I hope all of you will marry young, those of you who are still young, I hope you will marry young and have lots of children. Those of us with children understand that if you exist only for yourself, your entire existence is meaningless. But the position of the left begins with hostility towards the family. The family is seen as oppressive. The family is seen as tyrannical. It's seen as the first bond that you don't choose. You don't have a life if there are only choices. You don't have a life if there aren't some obligations that are imposed on you by where you are born, by who you are born to, by your community, by your society. The minute that you're born, you incur debts. In a state of nature, if a pregnant mother is sufficiently stressed, she will either automatically and involuntarily abort her baby, she will have a miscarriage, or in some cases she will stop giving milk, meaning that the fact that there were people around your mother keeping her safe instantly place you in debt the minute that you were born. If you have any kind of talent, it's been developed because somebody discovered it, because previous generations have worked on developing their talent and on creating a safe enough society where you can learn and do things more than hunt and gather. And so the minute that you express your talents, you are already in debt because somebody recognized them and somebody trained you. But the premise of the left is that we're all fully atomized individuals with nothing binding us together. This is the view of extreme capitalism, and it's the view of the far left, of the communists, of the kind of people who killed Charlie Kirk. Their entire worldview is wrong. And because their worldview is wrong, they hate religion. They reject the idea of a higher purpose, of a source of morality that is beyond us, that is objective, that is absolute. They will say to you, well, why is there evil in the world? Because God is good. If God is good, why is there evil in the world? They simply ask the wrong question. Because the question isn't why is there evil. It's why is there morality? Why is there good and why is there evil? And the only religion that offers a sensible answer is Christianity. There is good because of God. There is evil because of free will. It doesn't mean that it explains everything. We don't know why people die in earthquakes. We don't fully understand God's wisdom. But there isn't a better answer. In the worldview of the left, if you were to sort of abandon religion, the maximum capacity for organization is going to be limited to the level of a troop of chimpanzees. When a troop of chimpanzees who organize themselves by cousin groups at the end of the day, so they're tribes, when it becomes too big and a smaller group can separate and live on its own, that's what they do. And if the limit of your cooperation is just the people who are directly related to you by blood, your first cousins, you're not going to build the Acropolis. You're not going to build Rome. You're not going to build any kind of worthy civilization. So the starting position of the left is a horrific one. And it's because of religion that Africa is so backwards. They don't have that kind of covenant with God. And it's going to take them centuries of living that covenant in order to improve. It's going to be a very long time. The religions that they have are animistic. They sort of worship the tree or the lion or some animal or the other. It's just, there is a connection between your beliefs and your ability to build civilization. And you see this reflected all the time. The left hates this line of argument. They reject it. They reject the capacity to build civilization. This is why everything that they do is about tearing things down.
If you enjoyed this piece of premium content from the Lotus Eaters, head to our website where you can find more.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.